YouTube and Instagram are both making tons of money, but only one platform pays its creators. How long is that arrangement going to last? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. In recent days, we've started to find out how much money YouTube and Instagram are making. During its recent earnings report, Alphabet said YouTube made just over $15 billion in advertising sales in 2019. A few days later, Sarah Friar at Bloomberg broke the news that Instagram brought in $20 billion last year in ad sales. That is more than a quarter of Facebook's total revenue, by the way. But YouTube shares its ad revenue with the creators on its platform, and Instagram, well, doesn't. But both of them rely on a steady stream of uploads from their users. So how are creators responding, and are they going to want to cut? Sarah Friar from Bloomberg says they might.
I got a lot of messages yesterday from Instagram creators that I interviewed who said that this seems really unfair to them. They didn't expect that Instagram made this much in revenue, but now that they know, they really want a piece of it because they feel like they are creating the value for the platform that gets Instagram users to keep coming back.
Do we have any idea how important creators are, creators and their audience?
It really depends on who the user is, because some people use Instagram just to be updated on their smaller circle of friends. They use it as sort of a Facebook alternative. But there's a whole other host of people who use Instagram specifically to follow creators who are influencers, whether it's in travel or in cocktail making or in embroidery. The way people currently make money if they have a following on Instagram is through these unofficial relationships. They can say, I'm a travel influencer, I'm going to Bali, these hotels will give me free stay. All these people will come together in an unofficial relationship to pay me for this experience that I can gain following from.
But is there really any upside for Instagram to create those direct relationships? Certainly YouTube has come under fire, you know, for incubating controversial creators, for example. Like, could it just be cleaner for Instagram to say, thanks, make your own money on your own?
I think it's definitely something that they are concerned about. Instagram, in its initial conversations with people to allow them to be paid to create content for Instagram TV, had a clause in the contract that said that they weren't allowed to talk about anything controversial, no politics, no race stuff, nothing that would, you know, maybe be something that Instagram didn't want to put its money behind. So they're a lot more cautious about that brand value. And since Instagram has this reputation of being an aspirational place. So what is happening with their brand maintenance is they're trying to make sure that if they get into these close relationships with creators, that they don't do it in a sloppy way.
That's Sarah Friar, a senior reporter at Bloomberg. Instagram is now officially testing a feature that lets creators make money from ads on IGTV videos. However, it recently removed a button linking to Instagram TV videos from the main app because no one was using it. And now for some related links. If video is going to be the main way for Instagram creators to make money, then the product has a long way to go. We've got a link on our website, marketplacetech.org, about Instagram's efforts to make its IGTV product a success. To be clear, IGTV is not the same thing as just posting a video on Instagram. It was really created to be a YouTube competitor, and that's not really working. Everyone pretty much hated that button. You would always hit it by accident when you were trying to view stories. But there are several bigger problems with the video product. According to a Business Insider story that quotes several creators, it's hard to use. Videos are limited to a minute. People are confused about why it exists, and TikTok is basically crushing it like a bug. But maybe if creators can make money off IGTV videos, they'll be more interested in overcoming all those hurdles? We'll see. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.